witnesses that greatly compromised the allegations against Papon. Maurice Papon had been an administrator within the German collaborating Vichy government. He rose to a position of authority in the Gironde department of southwestern France, whose jurisdiction included Bordeaux. The charge against Papon was that from his post as general secretary of the Gironde prefecture, overseeing Jewish affairs, he signed deportation papers for 8 of the 10 convoys of Jewish civilians that left for internment camps in France, and ultimately the concentration camps of Eastern Europe. In total, Vichy officials in the Gironde shipped out 1,690 Jews, 223 of them children. Papon had been indicted for crimes against humanity. The reality of Papon's service was far messier than the picture the prosecutors depicted. Despite Papon's lofty title, he was a local administrator within Vichy, and so removed from authority that he later claimed he didn't know the final destination of the cattle cars or the fate that awaited Jews there. Furthermore, Vichy's national police chief, René Bousquet, was the person who had actually issued the deportations. Papon claimed that he had merely done as he was told, that he was a bureaucrat with the misfortune of literally signing off on orders.